T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Talk 1080. This is the Will Marotti Show. It's your host, Will Marotti. Almost back to normal, about 85% there. Matt Sorois, our master of ceremonies in the control panel. And you, the callers, 860-522-9842. We got a report that came in. I'm trying to verify now that the terminal in New Haven, the oil terminal, has shut down for some reason. No diesel, no home heating fuel. We're trying to verify that right now and maybe get somebody on. But let's go right to the calls. Board is full. Let's go to Tom in Farmington. Tom, welcome to the show. Go ahead, Tom.
And I have a question for you. Have you seen what the Washington Times is reporting around about baby formula?
It's being
rerouted now, pallets of it, to the borders for the illegals. And they had an article about that. And, you know, people are now, I hope the people who voted Democrat and voted for Joe Biden, the mothers and their families are pretty happy because they're getting what they voted for, and they need to stop complaining. It's unbelievable. It just gets worse and worse every day. And Pastor, you brought up something about going to the market and buying food, and you see the increases each month. Yeah. And if you believe inflation is 8.3%,
oh, come on. No. It's double digit. It's 20-25%, if it's anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
maybe more.
The government is just, they're fixing the books. And you know what's worse
about it? They're lying about
it.
They're liars.
People believe it. You know, the average person will believe that. Now, they said that rents had only gone up 4% from last year.
Yeah.
And that I don't know of any rent that has gone up only 4%. Rents have gone up 30-40%.
No, they're not telling us the truth. I mean, it's blatant dishonesty.
It's not working out. And this cannot be happening by mistake. It has to be a plan, you know, to make people no longer be able to afford things and all go on government assistance. And
you know, Tom,
I
try as much as I don't trust the Biden administration, I try not to think that's true, but I don't know what else to think at this point. I mean, this can't be accidental. We can't have gone from where we were 2 years ago to this. I mean, we are charging down the hill. The car is on fire, and we're dropping off the hill precipitously. I mean, this is insane. I don't know even how to explain. And they're just, oh, it's Putin's fault. You know,
This was happening beforehand. If you look at the price of oil and gasoline and home heating oil, had really doubled. It was in the $4 range in January. Now, one of the things you want to take a look at is the oil production. And you look at it in 100,000s of barrels. We were doing 12.8. Right now, we're doing 11.1.
Yeah.
That's a big number, and that would actually reduce oil prices. I don't know if you saw when the United Emirates and Iraq announced this is a couple months ago. They said we're going to increase production, and you saw price of oil drop down $22 a barrel. And the same thing would happen if you were to bring up the pipeline and say, you know, boom, that's going to be back in fact. We're going to start doing it, and we're going to start producing here again. It would, you know, that right alone, before even the production was made, it would help reduce oil prices because people cannot afford to heat their houses in Connecticut at $6.50. And then there's some oil companies saying that we're going to look at $8 a gallon home heating oil.
Yeah.
That's $8,000.
The average person, the average person cannot sustain that increase, cannot sustain it. And I don't know what. Is this the plan, Tom? So we have a total government takeover? Because, oh, the poor people can't heat their houses. The poor people can't drive their cars because the price. And it's not our fault that the prices are high. So we have to come in and take over because we have to save the people. Is that what's going to happen?
You don't hear Murphy. You don't hear Blumenthal. You don't hear Larson. You don't hear any of these people talking about any of this because they know they caused this problem. And it's just plain awful. I don't know. You hear about these 9,000 leases that are out there.
Yeah.
You touched on it really good where you're saying a lot of times these are dry holes.
Yeah.
There's one company that controls 2,200 of those leases. They've been in court for 4 years. And the average time between someone gets a lease and that they can actually drill is 10 years. You have to go through all the legal challenges, all the EPA, everything. And that was all broken through by when Trump was here. To these people, I'll take the mean tweets, which I...
I was just going to say, you can say what you want about Trump, but he didn't wreck the country. He didn't destroy the economy. And you can say whatever you want about him, but at least he was good for the people.
Oh, yeah. And we were energy independent. We were not going to be having these problems. And you saw the poll from The Hill where it came out. They asked, would Putin be doing this? 62% of the people said no, Putin would not do this under Trump. And The Hill's a very liberal organization.
Absolutely. There's no question. There's no question because they feared Trump. They didn't. He was a loose cannon. They didn't know what he would do. And now nobody fears this guy. People laugh at us. People laughing at Biden. He's an empty suit. Tom, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Lori in Glastonbury. Hey, Lori.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Will. Boy, Tom really kind of took the wind out of my sails. He said a lot of what I was going to say.
Yeah.
But, one thought, it's so interesting that the Democrats are focusing so much on abortion when no one really cares about that because they can't afford to go anywhere for the summer or they can't afford to put food on their table. And in my mind, you know what? Keep it up because you're just gift wrapping the election and we thank you for it in advance.
Lori, I said the whole purpose of the leak from day one was a diversionary tactic to try to get people's minds, at least the Democrats' minds, off of how horrible the Biden administration is ruining this country. I said it from day one. It was a calculated leak to be a diversionary tactic, and it's not working.
Right. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You just took the words right out of my mouth.
All right. Amen. Thank you very much. Thanks, Lori. Let's go. One more call, and we'll take the break. Carmen in Southington. Hey, Carmen.
Hi. I was scrolling through the news this morning on my iPhone, and what popped up immediately was Biden administration cancels massive oil and gas lease sale as price hits record highs.
Isn't that a shame, right? Okay. How surprising that is that Biden would do that.
Oh, my gosh.
What a shocker. I mean, what's going to happen, honestly?
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at what anything Biden is doing. He's out there to destroy the country, to be known as something famous, and that's the New Green Deal or whatever.
The guy that brought America down? Is that what he wants to be famous for, the guy that ruined the country?
Well, he doesn't think so. He doesn't think he's ruining the country.
He doesn't know what day it is, Carmen.
He's going to accomplish.
He doesn't even know what city
that's
he's in.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And the people who are running this administration. Oh, God.
The only person I feel good about in all this is Jimmy Carter, because Jimmy Carter's sitting there in Georgia somewhere, and he's saying to himself, thank God.
Yeah.
No one will ever say ever again I was the worst president ever, because I was the best president compared to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Carter's the only one that I feel good about in this whole situation.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your call. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back, take your calls. I'm going to give a shout out to the Amen Choir. And then Jazz Shaw at 10:37. So we'll get everybody in There's time. We're trying to track down this oil terminal story. So just hang on. We're trying to get the real deal here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back. Quick shout out to the AM Inquirer, and I'll take all the calls. Everybody's going to get in. Charlie V, Joel R, David D, Michelle F, Bill K, T-Bone, Sarah F, Pat F, Zeke H, Julie H, Angelo A, Carla U, Teresa J, Howard N, Ann M, Priscilla W, Jolie C, Carol J, Pat A, Karen S, Elaine P, Joanne H, Aaron B, Mike S, Duke C, Nancy B, Charlie B, Marianne L, Alex D, Wendy A, Peter, Val, Linda from Florida, Monica M, Rob K, Sharik, Lori L, Frank S, Carol L, John L, WBD, Mysterious, Tom B, Marlene B, Gigi, Donna T, and Nick S. Thank you one and all for your amens. Now let us go to the phones, and we're going to go to Sharik in Hartford. Sharik, thanks for the amen. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Pastor Will. Thanks a lot for taking my call. You still sound like a little bit of Godfather anyway.
Yeah, a little hoarseness there, but I'm feeling good. I feel great. Just my voice is not quite there yet.
Right. The thing is, I just want to start with Miss Claridis, the Connecticut politics. I think so. Miss Claridis, of all three people, Miss Claridis has a best chance. But I think so. This primary with a three-way primary is going to hurt a little bit because she's going to fight among themselves till August 9th.
I don't like primaries.
Like that.
The
Republican Party should take example from the Democrats because Democrat Senator Matt Lesser is not primarying Miss Stephanie Thomas for Secretary of State. Anyway, yeah. So the other thing is this abortion thing, which is coming up. I think so. It's going to come down, decision of banning abortion. I hope they stay as is, the Supreme Court, but I don't think so. It's going to happen. It's going to create a lot of division among the United States, and there's so many permutation combinations coming up. Like, for example, there's going to be abortion state versus the non-abortion state,
yeah.
Almost akin to slave state versus non-slave state, but I don't think so. I want to go that far. But, for example, take an example of somebody who's an abortion in Texas coming to Connecticut. When she goes back to Texas, what's going to happen to her? What about if Connecticut doctor who performs abortions landed in Texas and they are charged? I don't know.
I don't see it going that far, Sharik. You might be right, but I don't see it going that far.
I hope
but
not.
I'll tell you one thing you're right about. This is going to cause great division. This is a very emotional issue, and it could be almost a north and south kind of thing.
I think so. I don't know if you know better than me that I think so. It's rooted in when the religion started. They don't want to have abortion because they want more people in their caravan. They want now we have 7 billion people. I don't think so. It's the same logic which was there 4,000 years ago still apply. That's my view.
I don't think that's how they're thinking about Sharik. I think feel like maybe life is life and we need to protect it.
Person one day. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I just think they think life is life and it needs to be protected.
Yeah. What about? I just want to say something about Ukraine. Ukraine conflict has taken a life of its own. With the United States putting almost $15 billion, I don't think so. A decision to end or start the war is in Ukraine's hands anymore.
No.
And I think so. I hear from a lot of people, if President Trump would be here, then President Putin wouldn't have done it. Things don't work like that. President Putin didn't show some deference to President Trump. President Trump said it that NATO is obsolete, so he was showing some deference to him. But things don't work like that. If President Trump would have been here, he wouldn't have done things, this and that. But anyway, that's how it is.
All right.
Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Thank you, as always. Let's go to Rich in Cromwell. Rich, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Morning. I called Channel 3 the other day and asked them what's going on with the hit-all meeting. And they haven't said a word about it. None of the news media has said anything about the hit-all meeting oil. And it's very, very upsetting. I've been retired 21 years now.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? I called yesterday. I called Larson's office.
Yeah.
And there's a nice person there. I called Blumenthal's office.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got Murphy's office on the phone, the guy was there, like, reading off of a script. He says, you know, we're trying to change over to solar energy. I said to him, I said, really? At our expense, you're doing
that's
it this
the
way?
Answer. And we're sorry you're paying $6.50 for home heating oil a gallon, but we're trying to change over to solar. That's his answer. Yeah. What a moron. Thanks. That's a big help, right, Rich? That's a big help.
And thank O'Brien, Biden, for all the stuff that
he's doing
to us. And nobody admits that they voted for him. I wonder what's going on, you know?
You know,
the ones that did vote for him, I don't feel sorry for him. Because they should have known, they should have learned a lesson from way back before. With them.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right, Rich. It's just it's hard to believe. Thanks, Quill. All right, let's go to last call before we go to the break, and then Jazz Shaw at 10:37. Let's go to George in St. Louis. George, welcome to the show.
Hi, Pastor Will. I called in Monday.
I said
the economy shuts down at $6 a gallon.
Did. You did say that. You said 60. Yeah.
So it's happening.
Yeah.
And by the way, the gentleman that called in and said that the government figures are fudged, he's correct.
Yeah.
I can give you the statistics. Your grocery bill
is
up 10.4%.
Okay.
10.4%. That's $754 a month for a family of four.
Yep.
And by the way, your gasoline, I'm repeating the numbers I said Monday.
Yeah.
I'm not changing anything. Your gasoline for April, 52%. It's up.
Yeah, oh my 52%.
Gosh. And for one car, you're spending $82.16 more than you were a year ago. That's one car. And, you know, Biden's going to say, well, it's the war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
So let's do that. I'm going back to April when Trump was president, 2020.
Mm.
Your grocery bill was down. Let me repeat that. It was down 7.2%. You were saving $57 a month for a family of four. Now, let's do that again for the Trump 2020 compared to the 52% rise in gasoline. Your gasoline was down 23.7% April of 2020 under Trump. You were saving one car $88.46 a month. Mm. So this is what you voted in.
The
idiot, moron, communist president. And he's destroying the country for you.
And people are fine to let it happen, George. They're fine to let it happen. I don't understand it. Thank you, as always, for your call. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a break. Commercials, news, come back. Jazz Shaw, weekend editor, hotair.com. Got some great stories to go over with Jazz. And then more of your calls when we return on the Thursday edition of The Will Marotti Show.
This is Local Radio, The Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back. It's 9:40. I probably won't have time to get into this, and I want to talk with Jazz about some things that he's posted recently. But I do want to just want to bring this here. As if your blood wasn't boiling enough already over food prices and gasoline prices and home heating oil prices, this story I just have to tell you about. Top Democrat leaders with oversight over the National Institutes of Health are keeping quiet about $350 million in secret payments made to agency head like Anthony Fauci and other scientists. Senator Pat Murray, Democrat, Representative Frank Pallone, Democrat, would not comment on a report of a nonprofit government watchdog estimating that Fauci and former NIH Director Francis Collins received as much as $250 million in undisclosed royalty payments from pharmaceutical and other companies between 2010 and 2020.
as if you needed more to blow your mind up, right? Well, let's just have a little piece more of good news. Thank you very much. Let's now go on the hotline. Joining us, the weekend editor, hotair.com, the one and only Jez Shaw. Jez, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brother Will. I was having a good day until just now. I didn't even see that story yet.
Does that surprise you at all, Jez, that Fauci and company would be having their hands out for $350 million in royalty checks?
How does that work? I'm lost, man. How do you earn what do you earn royalties for?
Apparently,
usually
because
if it's
they
royalties,
can...
you sell a song or a book or something or a movie.
They're able to pull patents on drugs. The people that develop the drugs that work for the government are able to get patents on drugs, and then they get paid for the patents. He made millions off of HIV. That's what people don't know. Fauci made millions of dollars during HIV days. And now $350 million they're sharing on, I'm sure a great portion of that was COVID stuff. So, have at it, right? All right, now, you've got three things I wanted to talk about. Number one, I think this is brilliant, and I don't know why it took so long to happen. The headline reads, Ukraine shutting off Russian gas lines, pushing Russia back in places. These Ukrainians, they're crazy, aren't they? They're just fighting back. They don't know that they're supposed to lose this war.
Yeah, nobody ever sent them a memo about that. that's sort of a double-bladed axe or whatever, if you will. They shut down one of the major natural gas lines going through Ukraine, which is bad news for Russia because it's like more economic damage. But at the same time, there's people on the other end of that pipeline in Europe that rely on that natural gas, and they have not cut it off yet. So we're going to wait and see how that plays out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I think it's just – I'm glad that they're doing something. I'm glad. I mean, you're hearing stories around the country in Ukraine where they're actually taking territory back and pushing Russians out of the region. So I'm telling you, I feel very proud of the Ukrainian military that they are not laying down to Putin.
No, they are not, and they're really putting some of those heavier weapons we've been sending them to good use. Did you see that crazy video of the tank they blew up?
No.
I mean.
No.
Oh, it just came out yesterday. I think our pundits got it in a link on the site. When we're done here, you can go take a look. Everybody can. It's insane. Whatever we gave them, they've blown up a lot of tanks and trucks, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they're just showing this pair of tanks going down this street, one on the left, one on the right, and the one of them just reaches this spot, and this blast erupts, and the entire barrel and the canopy part on the top. The turret, the whole turret goes up like 50 feet in the air. And, you know, it's like he's launching it into orbit. And
wow.
There was nothing left of the tank. And that was, yeah, I've seen a lot of broken down tanks and tanks being towed by tractors and all that. This one was just converted to scrap metal.
Blown up, sir. Well, hey, you know, that's what the purpose of war is, right? Break things and kill people, unfortunately. Let us see here. A lot of people were concerned when then President Barack Obama wanted to push forward Merrick Garland's nomination for the Supreme Court, and it was shut down summarily by Mitch McConnell. And fortunately for Merrick Garland, he was able to find work as the attorney general. Headline, Jez Shaw, Garland, let's make it harder to eject criminal aliens. What are these guys doing? They're in the latest Department of Justice sympathy for people who are here breaking the law.
Yeah, I think everybody listening to this already is well aware of the record numbers of illegal aliens that are flooding into the country. And when we catch any of them that have criminal records for anything more serious than shoplifting or whatever, we're still allowed and still are in at least some cases. They can't apply for asylum or anything. They turn around and, you know, just send them back where they came from.
Yeah.
Now Garland wants to make an exception to that, because if any of them have criminal records, but they are also found to have any sort of mental health issues, then we're going to let them stay. So just let that sink in for a moment. Not only are we going to let the criminals stay, but we're going to specifically let the crazy ones
stay. The crazy criminals stay. Well, we are we are a compassionate nation, aren't we?
I guess we are.
Seriously, and aren't you – thank God this guy didn't get to be a Supreme Court justice. I mean, he's been a disaster as an attorney general. And now detention facilities already overflowing. The fact that we have no more room to put anywhere is part of why Joe Biden's loading so many on buses and planes and dumping them off in communities around the country. This from your article. Now we're going to literally add the crazy criminals to the passenger lists.
Yeah, the only suggestion I offered was let's put them on one of those Texas buses and drop them off right in front of the White House. here, Joe, you deal with them.
Well, I mean, you know, it seems like maybe we'd get something done doing that. You know, we've been talking this morning about the prices of oil and gasoline and everything. And as if it's not bad enough, what are we supposed to prepare for rolling blackouts now over the summertime? You've got an article here. Get ready for more blackouts because, you guessed it, climate change. What's the story there? I mean, is that something nationwide or is it regional or what are we talking about?
It's mostly regional, 14 states. And for once, it doesn't have anything to do with the war in Ukraine or anything. It's just a matter of the power grid is saturated in a lot of places. I mean, it's constantly running right on the hairy edge when demand goes up too much, you know, because we only have X amount of electricity.
Yeah.
There are more than 60 coal-fired power plants that, because of climate change, are scheduled to be taken offline permanently. In the next 6 years, starting this year, there's a whole bunch of them going offline. In the areas where they are going offline, they have done nothing to put a different type of power generating station online to keep the grid where it is. And that's a net loss of electricity. And for the places that are running close to the edge, that means when it gets hot and everybody turns on their air conditioners or anything else happens, you know, that drives a surge in demand, they're going to hit all the grid areas have trip points. And when you approach those trip points, if they don't shut them down manually, they're going to go offline on their own. And so, they're going to be going around and utility companies will be just taking turns. It's your turn tomorrow and they shut off your power for 6 hours or something. And then they'll turn yours on and turn somebody else's off because we don't have enough juice. And we're still just going to go because everybody hates climate change and shut down these power plants.
You know, and the fallacy there, and I have a little understanding about power generation. The fallacy there is they've got such advanced scrubbing technology for these coal plants that they can practically eliminate pollutants as they come out of the stack.
Yep.
I don't know why. Remember when Hillary Clinton was running and she talked about putting coal miners out of business?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the goal. It was back then. It was the goal. I mean, how foolish you're going to take a power plant offline and not have something to replace it with, like, I don't know, maybe nuclear. I mean, how stupid.
Well, nuclear takes a long time with our regulatory system, but there have been a ton of coal plants that have been successfully converted to natural gas plant.
Yeah.
But the ecological warriors out there, they don't like natural gas either, and they're really not wild about nuclear. You know. It's like, okay, how many choices do you want to take
away? Well, no, it's wind and solar. It's wind and solar. That's all you have. Yeah, we had a guy earlier call. The guy's in his 70s. He called Murphy's office, Chris Murphy's office, about the price of home heating oil. The guy answers the phone. He's like reading the script. He's, well, we're in the process of trying to convert over to solar. Well, that's helping me right now. Right? We're going to convert over to solar in 50 years. In the meantime, I'm paying $6.50 a gallon for home heating oil.
Do you know how much of the nation's electricity currently is generated by wind and solar?
I don't know, probably 10%.
It's right around 14%.
14%, yeah.
Yeah, that you're not going to be able to power the country with
you
just
can't.
That.
No,
not even close.
we can't even power the cars we've got. Elon Musk and the CEO of Toyota, and Toyota makes a lot of hybrid cars, they both have said we don't have the infrastructure in place now to charge the cars that we have on the road now. It's just...
Yep, and that ties into another story that I had. We won't go into the whole thing, but Congress is about to try to force the post office to take its entire fleet, which is massive.
Oh, come on.
They're going to take the entire – they're going to force the post office to scrap the contract they currently have to buy their new next-generation fleet of vehicles, which were going to be 90% internal combustion and 10% electric, and make them buy all electric. And so now you're going to have hundreds of thousands of more vehicles that every night at every post office around the country are going to have to sit there and be plugged in and be draining juice all night. And where do they think this electricity is coming from?
Unbelievable.
Is it just magic? I think that we have a lot of people, including in the government, who think there's just an electricity fairy, you know, and as long as you got an outlet, you can plug something in. Guess what? That juice will have to come from somewhere.
I know somebody's making it, right? It's just come out of the ground. You know, I was talking to somebody about this earlier, Jazz. I'd love to get your take on it. I hate to prescribe these things to our government, but it almost seems to the casual onlooker, it almost seems like this is all planned. They're trying to drive us over the edge. I mean, I don't know how else you explain it. I paid $68 to fill my car up the other day. Like, what the heck is going on here? This is insane.
It's the environmental lobby on the left, and they have a lot of influence with Congress, and Congress passes a lot of laws, and they don't get many people that are really energy experts involved in the process and think this stuff through, particularly in California. And California already has some of the worst rates of rolling blackouts. Whenever there's a wildfire and they lose even a small percentage of the turf, then, you know, the power goes out and they start shutting down grids. Because it's like, sorry, we don't have enough juice. You know, you passed all these laws and so no air conditioning for you, you know.
Well, I'm waiting for some good news, but I'm not going to wait too long. I'm not going to hold my breath. I should say that. Wait for the good news, because it's just, gosh, it's just every time I'm afraid to turn my computer on because I'm like, what now? What's going to come up now? Jazz Shaw, weekend at Rodhear.com. Thank you so much, sir. We really enjoyed the time together. Appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend, and check in about 10 minutes. I'll have a different article on rats showing rats in New York City. You'll love that one.
Oh, rats in New York City. How pleasant. All right. Thanks a lot, Jazz. Appreciate it.
Take care, man.
All right. We're going to take a break. Come back. We're going to set up for the Between Runs Bagel last call of the day. If you're the winner, you get a dozen free bagels for 6 months. So quick commercial. Come back. Phone line's open, 860-522-9842. Give us a call. Jump in there right now. Quick. Call right now so you can get in. Get a chance to win some bagels right now. We're right back.
Back to the Will Marotti Show on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, welcome back. We are just about out of time, so we're going to go to the Between Round Bagel, last caller of the day. Between Rounds has locations in Manchester, South Windsor, Vernon, and Tallinn. Let's go to the Silver City, which is Meriden. And Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Pastor Will. I was just listening to the conversation about rolling blackouts, brownouts. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are. Do you think it's going to be inevitable, or do you think we might be hitting the panic button in Connecticut, or...
I don't think it's inevitable. I don't think anything is inevitable. I think it certainly could be avoided. I don't think we're going to necessarily see it here in Connecticut. I think there's other states more vulnerable to it than we are. But certainly the grid is in bad shape. Everybody's been saying it for years. And I think, listen, if you're going to be serious about coming off of fossil fuel, if you don't include nuclear in the conversation, then you're not serious. So.
I think investing in some generators, perhaps, or something.
Well, we certainly have generators. We have a company right here in Connecticut makes power generators for cities and towns, and I mean, we have one at the house, but I mean, you know, it's going to take more than a little bit of effort. But I'm all about microgrids. I'd like to see communities take over their own generation. I'd like to see them be independent and be able to. Now, you'd have to get, you know, the giant Eversource would have to lease the lines and everything. But I'm just a big believer in microgrids, and I feel like each community.
Oh, yeah, but look at Wallingford.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of communities that have power generation, they do very well. They do very well, yeah. And there's no reason why it can't be spread.
Dirt cheap down in Wallingford.
Look, the solar people hang up on me when I tell them I live in Wallingford, right? Where do you live? Wallingford. Bye, click. Hey, Dave, I'm going to put you on hold. Matt's going to take your information, get your certificate for their wonderful bagels. Thank you so much for being a Between Round Bagels, last caller of the day. Hey, guys, that's it. I'm out of time. Woo! Good show. Thank you so much. Enjoy the day. Love you guys. God bless you. Hug your kids. Hug your wife, your husband, whoever. IndyCar races Saturday, 3 o'clock, Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Hope you'll be joining me and rooting for number 4, Dalton Kellett. And that's all I have to say. God bless you. See you. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.